Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs each week that I think are special, a mix of everything from country to classic to pop, bluegrass, jazz, zydeco. I try and get a lot of different things in, but mainly I put on things that I think are just extra good listening. And I also occasionally put in a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And I do have a wombat tonight, a reading. However, the first song is not a wombat, it's country music, Charley Pride. This song is, I don't think she's in love anymore. A lot of love songs are either leavers, leavies, or we're in the middle of being in love. This is one of the leavies, but he's not as depressed and sad as he could be. He's sort of taking it with humor. So, Charley Pride, I don't think she's in love anymore.
Well, I came in late again last night. Really, it was this morning. I had my alibi for down pat. I was gonna be charming, but the locks were all changed. I was stuck outside with a key that no longer fit. There was a note on the door that said, adios, sayonara, goodbye, this is it. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and locking her door. I don't think she wants to hear any more of my life. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before. The only thing she wants out of me now is goodbye. She's tired of my lying. Well, I was all ready to beg and plead and to turn over a brand new leaf. But the second she heard it was me on the line, I heard click, she hung up on me. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and locking a door. I don't think she wants to hear anymore of my life. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before. The only thing she wants out of me now is goodbye. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and knocking a door. I don't think she wants to hear any more of my oh yeah. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before. The only thing she wants out of me now is goodbye.
Charley Pride. I don't think she's in love anymore. The next song is Long May You Run by Neil Young. I feel this has a kind of earthy, essential message in it. It has a story, it's a relationship, but the main message is out to all of us saying, may you last as long as you can in the times that are good. Long may you run, and I wish it to all of you. Long may you run.
Thank you. trunks of memories still come. We found things to do in stormy weather. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. All of these changes have come. With your
May You Run by Neil Young. The next song is a new group to me, Stillhouse Junkies. It's called Over the Pass, and I got a sample of their latest album, and this was on it, and this one caught me. I tried to decide what genre they were. I looked them up. They're bluegrass. I'd call them almost bluegrass rock. In any case, just some good rhythm and style. Stillhouse Junkies, Over the Pass.
so high. You know it's 20 more miles, gonna make it or die. Horses look tired, the horses look tired. Ain't got no food and no water, and the horses look tired. Wish I was back in my cabin with my feet by the fire. Looking back on last sea is a life of bad decisions, physical lonely, trouble I'm in, living so carelessly. See that rain coming up the valley and the thunder it rolls. Trail's getting rougher and it's darker than coal. Deep in my bones, I feel that old fear and it's creeping down deep in my bones. There ain't no help coming and I go it alone. Looking back on all I see is a life of bad decisions, physical lonely sea, trouble I'm in, living so carelessly.
Over the Pass by the Stillhouse Junkies. The next song is one of my favorite gospel songs. I've performed it in a group many times. It's called Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. And I originally picked this up. I was just scanning through some things and I noticed the couple's name. It looks, seemed like a pretty average couple. I figured they're a husband and wife or brother and sister or something. Later, I began to listen to it and recognize the voice and should have recognized the names. The names were Willie and Bobby Nelson. Well, it's Willie Nelson and his sister, Bobby, singing songs they sang while growing up. This is Where the Soul of Man Never Dies.
Soul of man.
Willie Nelson and his sister Bobby, who's singing and playing the piano, with Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. Next up is an Irish jig, I guess it is. Those of you that know the names of the different rhythms. It's the Star of Munster, and it's a penny whistle. Well, I play penny whistle a little bit, but it's funny. For a simple, cheap instrument, it's amazing what kind of good music can be got from a penny whistle. This is a good example. Star of Munster, and it's performed by Small Potatoes. Munster by Small Potatoes. The next song is The Ride by John McCutcheon. I've seen John McCutcheon perform a few times. He's a fiddle virtuoso. I believe he also plays banjo and just sings, writes songs. This song, together with some wonderful music, has wisdom in it. Little quotes like, most of life happens between the things that you have planned. And The Ride, that's the name. I think we're all on the ride. So this is John McCutcheon with The Ride.
I've never been the sort of accused of living on the edge, but at the quarry I just reared back and jumped right off the ledge. My granddad used to say, if you ain't living, then you're dying. Still, I cannot be certain if I'm falling or I'm flying. There's a surprise round every corner, you best learn this from the start. Knuckle down and buckle up, hold on to your heart. Perspective. If what you attempt can only be accomplished in the way that you have dreamt, it's what you might discover after making that wrong turn. If you only pay attention, it's amazing what you learn. There's a surprise round every corner, you best learn this from the start. Knuckle down and buckle up and hold on to your heart. Ooh, 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 ooh. Cause it's over before you know it, so you best understand. Most of living happens between the things that you had planned. When you've taken that great leap and you're out there in the air, all the courage that it took to jump happened back up there. If it was a good decision, well, the water will decide. If you ain't living, then you're dying, so just enjoy the ride. There's a surprise round every corner, you best learn this from the start. Knuckle down and buckle up and hold on to your heart.
You just heard The Ride by John McCutcheon. And now it's wombat time. In fact, it's triple wombat time. I'm going to give you some excerpts from Alice in Wonderland. The first part is a brief reading by me of the opening part of the Lobster Quadrille. And then, you'll see what happens next. The Mock Turtle sighed deeply and drew the back of one flapper across his eyes. He looked at Alice and tried to speak, but for a minute or two sobs choked his voice. "Same as it be out of your bone in his throat," said the Griffin, and it set to work shaking him and punching him in the back. At last the Mock Turtle recovered his voice, and with tears running down his cheeks, he went on again. "You may not have lived much under the sea." "I haven't," said Alice. "And perhaps you were never introduced to a lobster." Alice began to say, "I once tasted," but checked herself hastily and said, "No, never." "So you can have no idea what a delightful thing a lobster quadrille is."
"No, indeed," said Alice. "What sort of a dance is it?"
"Why," said the Griffin, "you first form into a line along the seashore."
"Two lines," said the Mock Turtle. "Seals, turtles, salmon, and so on. Then, when you've cleared off the jellyfish out of the way,"
"That generally takes some time," interrupted the Griffin,
"you advance twice."
"Each with a lobster as a partner," cried the Griffin.
"Of course," the Mock Turtle said. "Advance twice, set to partners. Change lobsters and retire in the same order," continued the Griffin.
"Then, you know," the Mock Turtle went on, "you throw the lobsters," shouted the Griffin with a bound into the air, "as far out to sea as you can."
Well, at this point in the story, the song, the Lobster Quadrille, is sung, but I'm going to save that for another time.
Actually, I am going to give you the song, the Lobster Quadrille song. I found two recordings of it. The first, presumably by a character playing the part of Alice, and the second by the Mock Turtle. So I'll just play them one after the other. Here is the Lobster Quadrille from Alice in Wonderland.
"Will you walk a little faster?" said a whiting to a snail.
"Are you sure, dear?"
"Yes, I'm sure."
"Will you walk a little faster?" said a whiting to a snail. "There's a porpoise close behind us and he's treading on my tail. See how eagerly the lobster and the turtles all advance. They are waiting on the shingle. Will you come and join the dance?" dance? Won't you, will you, won't you join the dance? Will you, won't you, will you, won't you join the dance? Will you, won't you, will you, won't you join the dance?
Will you walk a little faster? Said a whiting to a snail. There's a porpoise close behind us, and he's treading on my tail. See how eagerly the lobsters and the turtles all advance. They are waiting on the shingle. Will you come and join the dance? Lobsters and the turtles all advance. They are waiting on the shingle. Will you come and join the dance?
Dance.
Will you, won't you, will you, won't you join the dance?
Dance.
Will you, won't you, will you, won't you join the dance?
Dance.
Well, that was today's Wombat. It was the Lobster Quadrille from Alice in Wonderland. There was an opening reading and then two versions of the actual song, The Lobster Quadrille. And this is a wombat show, so there's your wombat. Moving on. The next song is I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. And I think it's a wonderfully passionate song. And I don't usually recommend videos because this is a radio show and listen for the music. But if you ever want to catch a good video, watch I'm on Fire with Bruce Springsteen on YouTube. I'm on fire.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire.
I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally throw in something odd or different, a reading, a story, a joke, like today's lobster quadrille. The next song is by Leonard Cohen, and it's strange enough it could almost be a wombat. It's called You Want It Darker, and somehow it's a very dark song. You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen. And if you wanted it darker, you got it darker with that one. So to lighten the mood up a little bit, here comes a 50s semi-doo-wop happy song. A big hit back then. This is Sincerely by the McGuire Sisters. Sincerely by the McGuire Sisters. The next song is a popular fiddle tune, Whiskey Before Breakfast, and it's recorded, played by Sam Gobble at a music jam in Chilhowie about 8-10 years ago. And Sam was my fiddle teacher. I was sitting next to him as he played. I was playing the fiddle with him, but I didn't know the tune well, so I mainly played the tonic notes, the main notes in the song. But this is a recording I'm very happy with. It catches the joy of Sam Gobble's fiddle playing. Also, a woman came in with a big bass fiddle, and that added a lot to the music. Things picked up once she got there. You can hear the thump-thump of the big bass fiddle. Whiskey Before Breakfast. Recorded live in Chilhowie from Sam Gobble. Thank you. Whiskey Before Breakfast, a live recording of Sam Gobble. Well, it's summertime, late summer, and it happens that the day I'm recording this is a hot day, and so I'm going to put on a cold song. This is my friend Ann Price singing Frobisher Bay. Frobisher Bay is in northeast Canada, just below Greenland. And back in this day, in the old sailing days of whaling, whaling ships would go into Frobisher Bay to catch whales. And you had to get out before the ice froze and you were trapped in the bay. And this song is about a ship that didn't get out in time. And it's a cold feeling song. Just the right thing for a hot summer day. Frobisher Bay by Ann Price. Frobisher Bay by Ann Price. Some kinds of love aren't leavers or leavees. They're people who meet someone and develop an affection for them that just bonds them for life, even though there's never a marriage. They just never let go of how much they care about that person. And this song catches that. It's "I Was There" by the Statler Brothers.
When she bought her first heels, I was there. When she combed those last pigtails from her hair. When she wore her sister's dress to the prom, I must confess, when the last dance was danced, I was there. When I first fell in love, she was there. I can still remember when and where. But life gives and takes, and we all have our breaks. When she broke her first heart, I was there. When she walked down the aisle, I was there. When she took the vows to always love and care. With dignity and grace, I quietly took my place. With the friends of the bride, I was. They had their first fight, and she called in the night. Though I knew it wasn't right, I was there. And when he left her again, and she needed a friend, like the fool I've always been, I was there. The last time we met, he was there. And whatever he thinks, I don't care. I loved her first, and he loved her worst. I know she told me so. I know she told me so when I was there.
I Was There by the Statler Brothers. I find it interesting to play songs that are covers, copies of an original that was a big hit. Often it's very difficult to capture the magic that the original hit had. And yet people try and they make covers. And for a while I didn't play covers because I sort of thought, well, if they aren't better than the original, why play them? But now I think, no, they can catch their own magic. So here's an example. This is Weemaway, which also known as The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And it's sung by the Young People's Chorus of New York City. And I think it has its own magic.
Weemaway.
You guys ready? One, two, try the go.
Oh, Weemaway. Ah, Weemaway. Ah, Weemaway.
Try one more time. Here we go.
Oh, Weemaway.
And if that's a little too slow for you, the tenor part sounds like this. Keep singing that. Some drums. sing along. Here we go, one more time.
Just heard Weem Away, or The Lion Sleeps Tonight, sung by the Young People's Chorus of New York City at the Green at Lincoln Center, which I just learned is a performing space outside of Lincoln Center. It used to be a big concrete area, and they turned it into a giant lawn. And this is the kind of performance they have there. So, a wonderful event. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your radio station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you music I think is just fantastic, and occasionally put in something odd, or reading, or a joke, or a story, like tonight's Lobster Quadrille. And now it's time to ask you to join me. It's audience participation time. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.